Welcome to our Vida Goals podcast. This is Ron, your host of today, and today we would like to talk about the goal to become rich and famous. A common goal of many young people in high schools and colleges is to become rich and famous. Maybe this is your goal too. What is wrong about being rich and famous? Well, nothing. It's arguably better to be rich and famous than poor and isolated. Of course, what you can see in the magazines about rich and famous people is just one tiny part of their lives. However, if you are rich, you can afford to buy a nice house, a nice car. And if you are famous, you get invitations to dinner parties and people would like to be around you. There are some side effects, like false friends and the fear to lose your money again. But after all, rich and famous does not sound too bad, right? It is a different story, however, when you have the goal to become rich and famous. There is a nice dialogue in the movie Citizen Kane, where one person mentioned that Citizen Kane made a lot of money, and then the other person replied, "Well, it is no trick to make a lot of money if all you want is to make a lot of money." Making a lot of money, same as becoming famous, is no end goal. Unless you are the richest and most famous person in the whole world, there will always be someone richer and more famous than you. It is not a SMART goal as well, where SMART stands for specific, measurable, action-oriented, realistic, and time-bound. Just as a side note, a better goal statement in this case would be something like the following. In 5 years, I will have $1 million on my bank account. Or, in 5 years, I will be on the cover of Forbes magazine. However, as you can imagine, the statement is not the main problem here. The main problem is the why. Or more accurately, the missing why. Why would you like to become rich and famous? Maybe because you would like to have a nice car. But why? To impress people or to have more space to make a trip with your family? Does richer equal happier? According to a study of Purdue University, a higher income can indeed make you happier. The study suggests an ideal annual income would be around $95,000. Another study of Harvard Business School and other universities indicates that people with a net worth of $10 million are happier than people with a net worth of only $1 million. Furthermore, self-made millionaires seem to be happier than millionaires who inherited their wealth. So is the answer yes? Does wealth make you happier? Should our goal be to become a self-made deca millionaire? And there is still the question whether rich people are happier, or rather happy people are more likely to become rich. In his book The Happiness Advantage, Sean Acker suggests that happiness comes before success, not the other way around. This, in effect, means that our goal should rather be happiness, and success will then follow. It also matters how you spend your money. Material goods tend to have short-term effects on happiness. If you buy a car, you might be quite happy for a while, but after a year or two, you might just start thinking about a better car. Investing your money in events like visiting a new country together with some friends tend to have a longer-lasting benefit. You might even think about spending your money on other people. As Michael Norton suggests in his NPR interview, this might make you happier than spending the money on yourself. If you are confused right now, let's check what's really behind your goal to become rich and famous. There probably is some underlying deeper need that most likely is some kind of an emotion. A very effective and simple tool is just asking why 5 times. Here comes an example. Why would I like to become rich? Because I want to have a nice house. Why? Because I would like to invite friends and new people. Why? Because I like to talk to friends and to meet new people. Why? Because I enjoy listening to their stories and share mine. Why? Because this makes me happy. Happiness is the end goal in this case. It might also be security or love. You can easily do this exercise multiple times when you have more than one answer to a why. In any case, you might come up with some helpful insights about your goals. If you have a big goal, it is worth questioning it. Ask yourself why you would like to achieve this specific goal, and you might find out more about what you really want in life. Maybe you will even find your life goal. Now it's your turn. Have a look at vidagoals.com, where you find our free goal setting app with a step-by-step guide to find and set your goals. Also, please have a look at the show notes and at the related blog article, where you find some links to the mentioned books and studies from this podcast. That's all for today. Happy goal setting.